admitting that we make mistakes and that I'm being vulnerable enough to say that I learned the hard way shows that I'm not always showing toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it shows that the virus hasn't completely taken over.
You are listening to Sirius City Radio.
Sirius City Radio.
Sirius Shitty.
I'm blacker than the Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting that rally with browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, somewhere in the Quantimital, with our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
And Brian McFly.
Hello?
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimito.
What is this, 2021?
2020? 2021?
When I used to call into the show every week, and now...
Oh, yeah.
I got COVID.
Dang, dude. You used to have to call in because of COVID, and now you're calling in because of COVID.
That's right.
Wow, you got dirty dicks out here, man. How many times have you gotten COVID, Art?
Zero.
You've gotten it three?
No, twice, but the first time it wasn't shit. This time it was kind of shit.
Wow.
Wait, how did you have you've never gotten it? Is it because you don't believe in it, right, Arthur? If you don't believe in it, it doesn't exist?
If you don't test, you never get it.
Yeah.
That's well, true. If I wouldn't have tested the first time, I wouldn't have known I had it.
Schrodinger's COVID.
That's right.
What drove you to test?
We don't have to talk about COVID.
Yeah.
Well, because I felt really weird. And I was like, this isn't like a normal thing. I'm like, it felt like the government had concocted some new strain of a virus, which they did. They created the shit in a lab.
How long after that, when you realized it, that you eventually ejaculated?
How long did it take
you? What do you mean?
From when you found out you had COVID.
Not found out. Like, you started feeling weird before you knew COVID, or you knew you had COVID, or maybe you already knew you had COVID and then ejaculated. I don't know the sequence of events. That's why I'm asking.
I haven't ejaculated since I had COVID. COVID zaps all of your, you try to reach the fifth jack on COVID.
Have you ever had a fever jack? Bro. Bro.
No.
And then you said you were hallucinating? Come on, man. You should have just been pulling on that thing like crazy.
He's got 300 milliliters of caffeine. So
I bet you see some fucking stars. Heart stars and clovers.
Like, you ever seen spots?
Yeah.
I've seen spots. The chokeout challenge. Anybody else?
Gemini, you do seem like the kind of guy that you'd have the flu and you're still jerking off.
You know, I'm the kind of guy that thinks that jerking off will help you fight the flu.
I believe that.
So in spite of my sickness, I will go and pull on my dick to release some of the evil that's inside of my body.
Right, it's cum letting.
Yeah,
cum
letting. That's what I do. That's exactly
what I do.
Been
over this.
And I think
for some reason I've heard cum letting somewhere.
Listen.
I'm sure it's been on the show before. Yeah.
We've cum let before, okay? We've cum let in the terms of an omelet.
Cum omelet.
But then also cum letting in terms of getting the evil out of your body.
Yeah.
But it's not incorrect, right? Because there's got to be some flu virus inside your sperm, right?
I know, but it can't be like, you know,
enough
substantial
to move the needle.
But it's something.
Every little bit helps.
I think
I'm shedding viral loads, bro.
And not just through ejaculating,
viral loads.
But that, that overdrive that you get afterwards, you know, the max and relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, and then you can finally go to sleep without tossing and toining.
Yeah. It's like, fuck sneezing.
Yeah. I don't really want to talk too much about COVID because we got to talk about. We got to talk about, you are the law. If you had the superpowers to enforce traffic or deliver your own justice, would you?
Jesus
Tell
Christ.
Tell us about it, Brian.
I don't know.
That's Let delicious as again. Fuck, man.
You are the law. If you had the superpowers to enforce traffic or deliver your own justice, would you? This is a dangerous thing for me to have because sometimes there's a part of me that would love this.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that I shouldn't have this power.
I think that's correct because there's also a part of me, and I think the part of me is actually 100% that would absolutely love this. It would be so delicious for a bit, but then you keep doing it, right? And then it just loses its flavor. So all you're doing is killing people because it's meaningless. So where do you stop? You don't. You kill everybody.
Well, you know what? The prompt didn't even mention killing people. You added that.
How else am I going to meet justice? How else am I meeting justice? It says just deliver your own justice.
That's Gemini's own justice.
That's different than enforcing traffic.
That's his way of enforcing traffic.
I think I would feel bad. What I would do is I would like meet out justice and then I would feel bad.
Yeah, but it's your own justice, right? Like everything is whatever you justify. So you wouldn't go to jail.
No, but I would just feel, I'd be like, aw, I was just like mad and I was just acting out of anger.
And I wasted this dude.
How did you waste him though?
I mean, I just like make the inside of his urethra a black hole.
Oh, and it just sucks him
the
through
rest of his body,
like a wormhole.
His dick hole.
Oh, it sucks. You suck himself in through his own dick?
Yes.
It's the Ouroboros.
The ultimate self suck.
Yeah.
When your urethra sucks you. Yeah. What happens when your urethra sucks you? That's called Gemini Justice.
Gemini Justice.
That's my Ouroboros superhero name, 9000. Dude.
It's called getting sounded.
Yeah. Get sounded, bitch.
Dang.
That's my catchphrase. Get sounded, bitch. I have to snap. If he can stop me from snapping.
What would that category be? SOI? Sound off instructions?
Damn.
Sounding?
Wait, like this is like JOI?
Yeah.
It's like JOI, but it's SOI.
I don't know. Someone's instructing you on how to sound.
Yeah, but it's sounding. It's not sounding off, right? It's jacking off.
But it's got to sound cool still. Like SI wouldn't mean anything.
Sports Illustrated.
Right? You know what's interesting about these talks about traffic and stuff? There's no other area in my life where I feel this sort of like...
vindication.
Or just like self-righteousness and stuff. Or like righteous indignation when it comes to like justice and stuff.
Yeah.
What's that about? Is there any other...
Because it's a daily slight and it's whittled away at your morality for 20 plus years.
And also, a system that you're obeying as well.
Yeah, like, you are the one who's holding up the law.
I'm following the fucking law. Why
isn't
he?
You're the only person that's separating chaos and civilization. You're the thin blue line, bro.
Yeah, that's how I feel, but I don't think it's a good impulse, though.
And it's weird, too, because if you think about your driving realistically, you're making mistakes, right? And you're doing shitty things.
Yeah,
maybe
man.
Not even all the time, but maybe, you know,
some of
5% of the time. But there's like hundreds of thousands of cars around you all the time, each making a 5% misadjustment all the time. So
5%?
it feels like it's chaos constantly.
At 5%, that's fucking chaos, dude.
Well, I'm just talking about like if you check a text message, right? Or if you like if you speed, if you're a mile over the speed limit.
Are you consciously speeding?
Yes, I'm always consciously speeding.
So
I'm not unconsciously speeding.
I think that's fine. No, people can unconsciously speed.
I do it all the time.
Like intoxicated people. That's really bad. Welcome to Sirius City.
Hey, man, you want to talk about sheets?
Yeah, man, let's talk about sheets.
Were we done talking about meeting justice? I think we're done with that.
Yeah, we could dwell on that. It'll come back up in the future, I'm sure, in a different form.
Oh, we're talking about cum letting, too.
No name.
There it is.
All right,
sheets.
Guys. Need to hear it.
We're talking about, where the sheets have no name.
Your turn, Brian.
Where the sheets have no name.
Yeah. Take two.
Where the sheets have no name.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. This one
sang it like him. You remember him?
Him? Artist?
His Infernal Majesty?
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy.
He always sang. Do they wear eyeliner?
Like he was Phantom of the Opera. Is it they? Like they were Phantom of the Opera. Are you freelancing on the show, bro? Damn, dude, you're just taking shots.
Down in Tucson.
It would have been like way more baller if you took it straight to the dome,
damn,
buddy.
No,
what do you mean, without a chaser? Without a water chaser?
No, just straight from the bottle.
Oh.
Like you know what you're doing.
Sometimes I do that, yeah.
You know how like they always have a detective who's been on the beat way too long and he takes the antacid stuff straight from the bottle and
goes
back into his trench coat? Yeah, Maalox, from the bottle.
I watched my dad chug Maalox from the bottle since I was a young tyke.
Is your dad a TV detective?
He might as well be.
Hard on the beat?
He has a thick mustache and he's like
and a trench coat.
And he's always pissed off. So I think, he kind of is.
Imagine how crusty that bottle is.
Dude, yeah.
Like near the end of that bottle.
Right.
When there's maybe like a dozen Maalox left and just.
Where there's half doing spit, it, half Maalox.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and like, I think they discontinued Maalox because.
Yeah.
Because.
It's just magnesium and it's not good for you.
Oh, really? Because my dad.
I can't remember what it is.
Every so often he'll get my mom to. He'll say, go see if they have Maalox on the shelves. They never do.
Do you know what? You should get him a Christmas present. Go on eBay and find some Maalox.
That expired in 2018.
No, dude. There's no way it expired in 2018.
He'd be
Maybe.
So
He's
hyped.
Just been off the shelf for 20 years, dude.
No, he would take it.
You think
it's been
long?
Like 5 years. Nah, 5 to 10 years.
Now you gotta know.
But he'd love it, dude.
2018 was wild.
Yeah.
He'd sleep
perfect
soundly.
Christmas present. Oh, finally his tummy can rest.
So when you guys saw the word sheets, what came to your mind?
I was thinking sheet cake.
Sheet cake.
And also 200 thread count.
Ooh.
Egyptian cotton sheets.
Wow.
Well, you know what's weird? I thought of the gas station. Isn't there a gas station called Sheets?
Yeah, there is a gas station Sheets. Called Sheets. And that one came to mind too.
I also thought about taking a mean Sheets.
Yeah.
I also thought of the costume of my elders, dude. KKK.
Oh, yeah. Halloween every day.
The costume of my elders.
See, you're telling me the White Tiger's a descendant?
They never finished the whole slogan. They never finished the whole slogan. Halloween every day, KKK.
How about the KKK took my baby away?
She took her away from me.
And what do they mean by that?
Oh, she gone.
Are they saying they killed her in the end?
She's
Are
gone.
Are they saying that she went
she
to the other side?
She became racist.
Wow.
No, they killed her.
Oh, no. What is that? Is that a NoFX?
It's an MXPX cover, right?
Oh. I'm trying to remember.
Of an old song.
Yeah. I want to say it's Ramones, but
oh yeah,
I might be wrong.
It was the Ramones. The KKK took my baby away. They took her away.
See, now I think we're making things
and then
up.
And also, why are the Ramones talking about KKK?
I think it's in jest. They just want to bring it up. You know what I mean?
They're probably Jewish.
Was it Danzig? Yeah, but the Ramones are British. They didn't have KKK. That's an American construct,
British.
Bro.
They're from New York.
What?
Ramones are from New York.
Okay. Well, then maybe that's why they're talking about. Oh, maybe that's why they're talking about KKK, because they're from New York.
Where they all like to chill out, right?
I'm thinking of Sid Vicious. He's not from New York, right?
Okay, are we sure that Ramones are the one that sang the song?
I think it's a cover of an old song that goes, KKK took my baby away.
Tell us about it, Brian.
They are Jewish, or at least Joey Ramone is.
From where?
So, you know,
they're
it
all
would
brothers.
Make sense if he was...
They're all brothers, last name
yeah,
Ramone.
Yeah, they all have the last name
they're
Ramone.
All brothers, dude. So if Joey's Jewish, they're all Jewish, man. That's how brothers work.
Yeah.
They got the same mom and dad.
Pastrami on rye.
Yeah, they did sing it, and they are Jewish, so I think that's, you know, they're not pro-KKK for
but
sure.
Who wrote it? Did they write it?
Oh, I don't know. I just closed it, the Wikipedia
it's
tab.
It's way too long.
Damn, man, I just want to know about
gone.
The song. All right.
It's gone forever, and there's
so
no way
to
find
to
it.
So let's get back to Sheets.
Oh, I also thought of Sheets of Paper.
There you go. Yeah. 20 pound, 24 pound.
Yeah.
Cardstock.
110 pound.
What did you think about?
So I brought up sheets because I was thinking about how often you're supposed to wash your sheets.
Oh, wow.
And I read this and I can't validate it. And I definitely don't do it. But this is one of those guesstimation unknowns.
Guesstimation. How often is a normal human being supposed to wash their sheets?
Yeah.
So you gotta phrase it. You got to have a real concept here.
I think I've heard...
here's the thing I've never heard.
Tell us
I've
about heard, it.
Okay, this is going to be crazy because I don't... For some reason, I think that people have told me 6 weeks, but that's kind of a long time, right?
I thought it was weekly.
That
Gemini
makes more
Jackson's
sense.
Correct.
That's what a normal human being would think.
Yeah.
How often we do it? Whenever there's a mess?
There's no way, yeah.
A mess? Oh, like,
well, we got
night.
Dogs that go outside, they got mud on their paws, and now we got a
you're letting them on your
sheets.
Sheets?
Yeah, I sleep with my dogs.
Or if you're a single man and you're like, you're busting.
Yeah. You're just dropping viral loads.
You're using it for a rag.
you're just ragging off on your fucking bed sheets like an animal.
He's figuring out a way. He doesn't even put it on all the way, he like uses half.
Yeah.
As a sock.
Yeah, so you can sleep on the other half.
Yeah, I mean, he's washing it every 6 weeks, so it doesn't get too crusty.
Oh, wow.
But it definitely smells like a gym
is
after
this
a couple
fresh,
weeks.
Is this a fresh starched sheet, said his date?
When I first started masturbating, dude, it was, I would hump the mattress. I didn't even know you could use your hand for a long time. So I would just, like, hump the mattress and just jizz all over the sheets, dude.
You would leave it in your
and
sheets.
And your mom was cleaning them at the time? Weekly? Wait,
so you're just, like, humping at the mattress. So it's in between your body and the mattress, right?
Well, yeah, the sheet is. So I would hump the mattress. There would be a sheet, and I would just jizz on the sheet.
You just have,
sheet.
Like, your exposed penis?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. It's better than on you, right?
He said he was splooging on the sheets.
Well, I just thought he'd just, like, start humping, and then in his pants, he would just pop it.
No, that'd be weird. Or I don't know if I could do that. That seems, like, challenging.
Do we have some interesting spatter patterns?
I mean, I wouldn't call it interesting.
Just fucking typical jack off Pollock over here,
right?
He could be Pollocking. Jacks like off Pollock, man. Jacks off Pollock. Yeah.
I'm like the jacks off Pollock of masturbating, dude. I'm like the jacks off Pollock of masturbating, man.
That's hilarious.
I stopped doing it after about a month or so. I think I just innately knew that it was wrong. I shouldn't be doing, not jacking off, but to do it on the sheets.
Yeah, to make a fucking mess and lay in it in your filth.
God.
Or did you just move to the other side of the bed and sleep over there?
It was a twin.
I think I must have just, oh, I let it dry and I'd say, that's fine. That's good enough.
That's fine. It's fine.
You nasty boy.
Oh, you nasty boys.
So yeah, weekly. And so I thought to myself, I guess a life hack would to be have multiple sets of sheets.
Yeah, people have multiple sets of sheets.
And just have a monthly wash.
Isn't that crazy to think of? To not only wash your
sheets at an interval that's acceptable, but also have multiple pairs of sheets.
Yeah,
so that you can swap out.
I thought you would just throw them away and get some new ones.
That's what I do because I'm rich as fuck.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't even make my own bed.
That's not how you do it.
You know how rich I am? I come in my fucking sheets, let it dry, and say, that's fine.
Sleep in it.
That's me living a rich man's life. I'm just coming everywhere, dropping viral loads, letting it dry where it will.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Yeah.
All right. You got an HMA, huh?
Yeah. Speaking about
dropping loads.
Yeah. Toxic lady boss. So we got Brian's bae, Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, she my bae.
She talks like this.
I mean, could you have her as
I'm Elizabeth
your
Holmes.
Boss?
This is my real fucking voice.
Brian McFly. You're in the hot seat, Brian McFly.
So
what's your question?
You're fresh out of college and you get an interview opportunity at Theranos.
Or we'll say he's like his current state, you know, just.
So you're fresh out of being old as fuck and you get an interview offer.
You're no spring chicken, but.
You get an interview offer from Theranos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Theranos. Theranos.
You get the title, we'll say media director.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And
dude,
your direct boss is Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
I think she would be an okay person to work for because she obviously, she strikes me as someone who wants to hang with the boys. She likes to hang with the boys.
She got pregnant just so she could maybe not go to jail. And she needed a boy to do that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Nice,
well, that's my theory.
Dude. Wait, is she pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
No, she already had her kid.
Hell yeah.
That kid's going to have a great ass life.
It's been a long trial.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's down with the boys.
She likes to hang with the boys. She likes to have a brew every now and then. She likes to make some inappropriate jokes. I think she's down,
Check out this slit.
I think she'd be like, oh, you guys want to see a vagina? I got one. I know seems like I have a dick, but I actually have a vagina. Isn't
she's
that
got
cool?
A massive
and she
clit.
Busts it out for McFly, and it's like the most perfect looking corpse flower.
Wow, man, just like a also smells like a motherfucking corpse flower, but at least it just looks like a damn corpse flower.
It doesn't stink because it's so frozen. It's just like
a frigid pussy.
Yeah. She's like, no. It looks like a corpse flower. It doesn't smell like a corpse flower.
It doesn't smell like it. It just looks that way. It's frozen right now. Could you maybe perhaps thaw my heart?
So, yeah, I think she's fucking cool to work for. What you need to watch out for is like a hot, very feminine, like woman who's by the book, who likes to follow rules. That's a toxic lady boss.
Yeah, what you need is a damn
fraudster.
She's
my fucking queen.
Damn.
Yeah. Because she has so much testosterone just pulsing through her veins. And guess what? I love testosterone. I love my boys and I love women with a lot of testosterone.
You're like, Elizabeth Holmes, let me suck the testosterone from your clitoris.
Yeah. At the top, and when she was worth like $4 billion or whatever it was, her clit was probably so swollen with tea. Like, I would have sucked the tea right out of it, dude.
Man, I don't know. Testosterone.
Oh.
I don't know that you could. It was probably jacked with some tea, bro.
Wow. All right.
So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Does that answer your dumbass question?
Hey, man.
That's cool, man. Good answer.
If you were throwing this at, if you think I was going to talk shit on my queen, Elizabeth Holmes, you got another
you got
thing coming,
another
bro.
Another thing coming.
This is Brian being faithful, so unlike him.
Wow.
No, man. I like Elizabeth Holmes, mainly because she's not hot, so she doesn't make me feel bad.
You hate hot women, man.
She has clown-like features, am I right?
Yeah, she does.
She is a clown. And yeah, no, it's
clown. She's a clown with a pussy, though.
my incel like little alarms aren't going off with them. So it's
like when
it's
she
all good.
Flashed her pussy when she was hanging out with the boys, he was just like cool.
Like the weird
didn't
bitch
even
from,
move.
Like the weird bitch from FTX.
Oh man.
Same
boat. Oh yeah.
Where are you at?
She's wild, man.
Same deal, dude.
I can't stand
She's a
that.
Weird looking woman. I would fuck weird. The shit out of her, dude. I would fucking
would you categorize her under mousy?
I'd say like FAS or something.
I'd say ratty, dude.
Yeah.
She's
definitely
she's
ratty.
A damn rat.
Definitely ratty. Not quite mousy.
And I'm into it, dude.
Like they're rodents. She's in the rodent family.
Not for me.
I'm into the rodentia, dog.
Damn, dude.
Oh shit.
He'll even
my
fuck a bat.
Enough of rodentia.
Is that where weasels
dude,
are classified?
Dude? You think my dick has had enough varmints? No,
not
it
nearly.
Not.
Not nearly enough varmintry down your trousers. Possum.
Pussum.
She could be a fucking pussum.
Pussum. Pussum, dude. No. Oh, pussum.
No, we got to veto that.
Yeah, they always
did
silent.
You know yeah, did you know it's actually pronounced opussum?
Did you know it's just that's how they used to say it in the old days.
You know, it's just pussum, the O silent.
Yeah, they draw up the O because you already see it.
Yeah, you already said it. Oh, pussum.
Great. Overqualified.
Hey, we got it.
No.
Okay, we got
just
it.
Just enough.
Speaking of opossum, giving a crispy chicken sandwich with extra crinkle cut pickles to a panhandler. Specific order, buddy.
Yeah, man, that's the Arthur custom.
Yeah, so you had too much food.
No, man.
Wow, is Art a good Samaritan?
No, yes. Man.
Do you just throw this shit at him and say, get the fuck away from my car?
Nope. This is just a thought that crossed my mind.
Oh, okay. But it is very specific to your fucking sandwich, dude.
Yeah, it is, but
okay.
It was a thought that crossed my mind, all right? So I had the two sandwiches in my bag, and I'm driving off, driving down the street. I see
I
the homeless man.
I need both of these sandwiches.
I could have busted the Yui. I had this thought to bust the Yui, but did I bust the Yui? Fuck
no. Number one, busting a Yui is it's a difficult maneuver that upsets the flow of traffic. And we already talked
sometimes
about
it's illegal.
It's very low traffic. The U is totally legal.
It's guaranteed.
It's just middle of the day. Ain't shit going on.
Yeah, but it's also out of your way.
A little bit, yeah.
This turnaround and giving this hobo your chicken sandwich would have been a 2-minute ordeal.
2 minutes, man.
I know. That's 2 minutes.
Yeah, but there's something about the feeling of that second sandwich just...
Fuck yeah, dude.
Just sitting
it.
There
it's like
knowing.
It's busting your gut.
No, the...
Oh, and his gut. Huh?
You were thinking... And you're like, am I going to be hungry if I only have one sandwich?
No, let me tell you this, though. It was maybe
like
1:30, 1:45.
You said to yourself, no, will I want a second sandwich?
Panhandler.
And this is, yes, I will want a second sandwich. So it's best not to give it to the panhandler. And then what if he rejects your sandwich? Now you're sitting there with your sandwich and your dick in your hand?
Right.
Come on, man.
He doesn't start eating it right then and there. I'd be pissed.
And then you see all these news stories that every single hobo is a secret millionaire.
Right?
Yeah. And they're not hungry for sandwiches, dude. They're hungry for methamphetamines.
Right.
So they would reject
your damn
sandwich.
You can't
cook and
inject a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay? It's already cooked. And they got no space in their tummy for food. It's just meth, baby. I got meth tummy. What the fuck I need food for, baby? I got energy right here.
Pirate hooker.
I think I've disappointed at least 3 panhandlers by giving them food in my life. At least 3. Where they were visibly upset.
Were you trying to baby bird them? Let me ask you that.
I was not. It was a prepackaged or wrapped up food, dude. But they were pissed off because...
It's not cold hard cash.
It's not cold hard cash. And you know cream, right? Cash rules everything around me.
Yeah, man.
Make the money. Dollar bill, you all. That's it, huh? So that's all you wanted? You just wanted to talk about how you had this thought to give a panhandler your second sandwich, and then you didn't?
Yeah, pretty much.
Every time I think about doing something nice, I'm going to bring it into the show.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm like a nice-thinking kind of guy, but I'm not actually that nice. I didn't do it.
No, but I appreciate the discouragement and the support that I didn't do that.
Yeah, it's such a hard thing to do because they will likely not want
your food. Generally, I don't give them shit.
I don't even.
I'm being straight up.
Yeah, of course. Why would you give them shit?
People do it all the time. That's
fine.
Why they do it.
There's plenty of suckers out there that are feeding these people. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, they're fine.
But we all need to join on board and not give them shit.
Someone has to give them something.
No,
we have
to
join hands together.
Resources already available.
Unite.
Not on the corner.
Hey, this is just like tipping, okay?
Yeah. Don't give them shit.
Don't give them shit.
When you see a panhandler,
don't give
them
shit.
great bumper sticker.
It is. It means a lot of things. It means, one, don't give them any food or money, and two, don't hassle them. They're just homeless.
Don't hassle them.
Would that be a meme bumper sticker that said, don't feed the panhandlers?
No.
That was a viral shit.
No one would buy it. No one would want to even put it on their fucking thing.
You know what I've seen being like viral shit? And I don't know what it means, but maybe you guys know.
Yeah.
Well, a couple things.
Coexist? What the fuck's mean?
No, I've seen that one. That's old. But the student driver stickers?
Yeah. Okay.
No, but the abundance.
There's
the abundance.
Just student drivers, man.
I know, but how often did you see them say like 10 years ago?
It's like service animals. Once somebody gets a wind of it, they're like oh, you know what? I could just have my chihuahua wear one of these fucking things.
I know in Japan they have the student driver symbol.
Right.
That's just part of their culture. It's been there since cars were invented kind of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? But here, it was like the student driver bumper sticker.
That is kind of interesting. Do people think that you're going to cut them slack when you see student driver? Because I always hassle them more.
Oh, really?
I need to test their mettle. They're in the fucking cauldron right now.
This guy.
I'm fucking swerving at him. Like, whoa, bitch.
No,
flinch,
man,
flinch,
get around
flinch.
That amateur.
They're in the kitchen right now.
Yeah.
And guess what? We're turning up the heat.
We're cooking. Okay? And if they can't handle it, there's the door.
Get your damn ass out.
What you're trying to say is maybe that people are putting on these stickers to gain leniency from other drivers?
They're not a good driver. They've had a bad experience driving, but they still have to drive. You know what I mean?
I like that because they're at least admitting they're a bad driver. I like it.
By saying student driver? Why don't they just wear a sticker that says bad driver?
It says student for life driver.
Or just one of those hot
student
topic,
life,
I
I'm
suck at
learning.
Driving.
Yeah, I'm always learning. Yeah. No, because you're not going to give slack to somebody who just says, I suck at driving. You would just say, you know what? Then maybe don't drive. But if they're a student driver, they're trying to improve. They're actively trying to learn how to drive. So they're like, you know what? Maybe I'll hassle them even fucking more because we in the kitchen,
yeah,
baby. We're cooking. Man.
Got the Fast and the Furious.
Living life a quarter mile at a time.
Gemini Fast and Brian Furious.
Shit.
You're like the wrestling duo Fast and Furious.
And our combination move is Razzle Dazzle.
Razzle Dazzle? What's
going
on?
Where I go Razzle and he goes Dazzle and we high five and I swing him, he swings me.
God. No.
The old Razzy Dazzy. Let's do a little arbitration.
Sure.
I'm back.
Arbitration clause.
Look, guys, I get it, but let's look at this little menu item here. All right.
And for the listeners.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I already see the problem here.
It says eggs, any style. We got an asterisk and a bunch of dots leading to a number.
The number
under
10.
That, we have two farm fresh eggs, any style, homemade biscuit, choice of bacon or house sausage for $10.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have two eggs and a biscuit, bacon, or sausage.
Right.
Okay. That's not...
We got a McMuffin.
It's a pretty small plate, right?
$10.
We got a McMuffin.
Yeah. But we're also thinking $10. Just like conceptually as a menu item, what are we talking about here?
Breakfast?
It's breakfast, yeah, obviously. But we're talking this breakfast plus this price point for these items. And you think from a perspective of home cooking, true value of what's going into this.
Yeah, eggs are cheap. They're getting more expensive, but they are still cheap. I mean, $10, you should get... two farm fresh eggs.
Two biscuits.
A biscuit.
Wait.
And house sausage.
And bacon.
Oh, I see. Wait, the way this is worded, do you get the eggs in the biscuit and also bacon or sausage?
Right.
Yeah.
Art's calling
this
both
seems
bacon
about the
and
going
sausage.
Rate.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree with this. I totally agree with what you guys are saying about going rate. It's pretty standard price.
But I don't like it.
It's terrible. I hear you. We're hitting those double digits to where it'll just get to the next double digit.
Easy double digits.
Yeah, man.
The only double digits we ain't hitting, minimum wage. And that's double X quantum and no.
DXQ.
It's in the game.
It's in the gay.
Mm. No, wait. It's in the gay. That's how you pronounce it. It's in the game.
Wilute has financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will pay diversified holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Top of the hour.
Starting with sad news, Target recalls children's weighted blankets due to two asphyxiation deaths.
I should have waited on the womp, 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 womp. I didn't know I had...
Target is recalling over 200,000 children's weighted blankets after two fatalities were reported in North Carolina. Who could have seen this coming, huh?
First off, who thought this was a good idea?
Children's weighted blanket? Yeah. Well, what I think happened was, so weighted blankets usually have a zipper for the outside thing, right?
For like the cover of the blanket itself? Okay.
And the kids unzipped and crawled inside.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And suffocated themselves. Oh.
So was wait.
I don't think it's just because it's a weighted blanket that they died from it.
Like they got messed around and couldn't get out, I guess, and just.
Oh, so this is misleading because if they were weighted down, that could also be asphyxiation.
That's what
right?
I thought was happening.
Yeah, no, I think it's suffocation.
No breathing. Okay.
Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Cut my arm bleeding. You can't cut your arm bleeding.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you want to talk about this? This is fucking just sad as hell.
I just thought that.
Hold on, I gotta find an angle real quick.
Yeah. Weighted blankets shouldn't be intended for children.
I bet kids love them.
And I also feel like Target probably labeled their stuff clearly on the tag or on the bag that it was sold in.
Maybe they're just being good guy Target and taking back these 200,000 weighted blankets. That's a lot of fucking weighted blankets.
It's a lot. Before I knew that this was like probably not just the fact that they were getting weighed down with blankets, before I knew that, I was thinking this is like basically shitty parents who don't like hold or hug their babies enough. They're like, maybe the blankets will do it.
Yeah.
And then they learn that they would have been better off just being a baby that was not hugged.
Yeah.
Because then it would be a lie. It would be fucked up and they would have an OnlyFans later on in life.
Yeah. At least they'd have daddy issues, but at least they'd be alive.
Right. I don't know. Okay. We can move on.
Well, there's the angle.
Florida man beat roommate's raccoon with hammer. Aww. Threatened to kill neighbor with sewing needle.
Jesus.
What the hell, Arthur?
I'd say Tevin Keeson Williams. Oh, that's weird. They named him.
Yeah, Tevin.
No, they named him. You're not supposed
to. They doxed
him. Yeah. That's why Florida man exists, is because they have sunshine rules in Florida where you're not supposed to mention who commits a crime so that their name isn't tarnished.
But it's also a story out of Florida, so... Who knew the rules?
Okay, with that, if someone from a different state...
Yeah, maybe a different news organization can name drop him. So
that's
maybe
what I'm thinking.
Slam
yeah.
City all day, every day.
Slam City says Tevin's a piece of shit.
So Tevin beat his roommate's raccoon with a hammer.
I like how it's Tevin Keeson.
Let's dissect the story a little bit.
It could easily be Kevin Teeson.
Well,
what's Teeson, though?
It makes more sense than Tevin Keeson.
Anything can make sense. He goes by TK, though.
TK.
TK, oh, that fucking raccoon.
Yeah.
Or Greason.
TK with that hammer.
You know, what's interesting is he got his, what do they call it, his weapons mixed up.
He did.
Because he should have tried to kill his neighbor with a hammer and the raccoon with a sewing needle.
That would make more sense.
And that was his first mistake.
Rookie mistake, if I'm concerned.
Yeah.
If I'm handed both a sewing needle and a hammer and I'm told raccoon, neighbor.
Yeah, what's the order of operation?
Raccoon, needle. Hammer neighbor.
Start with a hammer first and the
also,
raccoon.
Also, why couldn't you just reuse the hammer?
And having a roommate with a raccoon.
Exactly.
I don't think having a roommate with a raccoon. No. I mean,
look, the raccoon's probably not doing anything.
Jim and I, you're always sticking up for the weird pets. I know you refuse to admit this, but you're a weird pet.
Would
guy.
You have a raccoon?
I'm sticking up for the raccoon
one?
Versus sticking up for Kevin.
Tevin.
I'm sticking up for
that's
Kevin the raccoon, not Tevin the man.
Exactly. His first mistake was being named Tevin and not Kevin.
Well, yeah. He got that weird ass name, but he always
what
had
if
to
he
correct
named the
everyone.
Raccoon Kevin is what happened.
Tevin and Kevin?
No, yeah, his roommate named the raccoon Kevin.
He goes, this is what you should have been named.
Yeah,
bitch.
So he was calling the raccoon
Kevin.
Tevin thought he was getting made fun.
Yeah.
So he got the fucking hammer and ended Kevin.
Wow. That's some Kevin on Tevin crime. Or Tevin on Kevin crime, man.
And how do you think he was going to kill his neighbor with a needle?
Maybe I'm going to poke your eyes out with this needle until you die
just
is what he told
eyes.
Him.
Is a sewing needle, it's more substantial though, right?
Yeah, but it's
I thought
still
a sewing
no.
needle. Like what kind of sewing needle? Are you talking about like a
even if
needle?
Yeah.
A sewing needle is like
sewing
tiny.
Needles are max this big.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, not even enough to sound with properly.
Nah, definitely not.
You can't even feel that.
But you can just like ram
it's
it
not touching
straight
a wall.
Through your shaft.
Right.
And let it bleed.
I'm going to stick the sewing needle in your aorta. I've seen Grey's Anatomy.
If I were Tevin's defense attorney, I would say there's literally no way to kill someone with the sewing needle.
He's like, watch me. And then you're like, see, that's where you messed up because you're not going to...
That's what...
You keep making threats.
That's what Brian's telling the prosecutor right now. He's trying to convince him. Mm-hmm. There's no need to... We're just going to get Tevin some mental health services and we'll be on our way.
And a name change.
Yeah, a legal name change to Kevin.
I'm sure he takes that. Rather than going to prison, he has to legally change his name to Kevin. Or you think this is the hill he died? I take it all back. Tevin's the kind of dude who would stick by those guns, man. Tevin is saying...
He would be like, I ain't Kevin.
Nah, my dad gave me the name Tevin. Ride or die. And he gets the electrical chair just because he didn't want to change from Tevin to Kevin, man.
This is a guy that killed a raccoon.
Like, what do I look like, a fucking raccoon? Why do I want to be called Kevin?
Raccoons are cute, though. I mean, they're
mischievous,
they're wily little bastards, but...
Yeah, they got little hands.
They do. I'm sure it was cute as hell.
Oh, yeah, man. Now I'm imagining Kevin getting beaten to death, and I don't like it.
It sucks, right? Because he's defenseless, man. And he's like chubby.
No, wait,
he's
wearing his hands, hands up.
No, stop, Tevin. Let's talk about this.
Oh, damn, man.
That made it way too fucking real.
Kevin would have done that to me, dude. I would have said, you know what? I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, I'd probably turn the hammer on myself, man.
Yeah, I'd say,
what are you doing, Tevin? Turn the hammer on myself.
Little hands.
Yeah, R.I.P. Kevin.
Speaking of unfortunate situations, McDonald's delivers empty wrapper to man who unticked every item on his order.
Sounds like his order got fulfilled. Well, this sounds like bad development or whatever.
Yeah, it sounds like a bug. They should have done some.
If someone's stupid enough to do this, charge them $15.
Something tells me the app doesn't let you do that.
I bet maybe it did, and he did this just for the lulz to see it actually go through. And then he got his money back, but they made a new story out of it.
Yeah.
What is this?
Well, that's it.
That's it.
So,
from Gary, Indiana.
Is it from Gary?
Rob from Gary.
Gary.
Is that your go-to?
Gary, Indiana is a real place. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, I know. But okay. I'm just saying, like, where the boring-ass stories come from.
Either boring or really crazy. It's just a place that things happen. Maybe Slam City is Gary, Indiana.
Maybe.
It actually does sound like... Yeah.
Gary does have a beaded curtain district.
And it's, like, in the middle of nowhere. It's unassuming, yet it's, like, a nightmare.
It's a fucking nightmare town.
And everyone's heard of it.
It sounds like Slam City.
Slam City is a little bit of a nightmare fucking town, man.
A little Gary, Indiana.
A little Gary in each of us.
M&S executive caught with ecstasy pills and cocaine stuffed inside bra.
Fantasy.
Yeah, this 22-year-old.
Charlotte.
And this was
a
Brian's true or false.
Oh, wow.
Let's look it up. Also, let's guess. Listeners out there.
White lady.
Okay, never mind. I was gonna have the I was gonna have the listeners guess what her race was.
Oh, okay. What did you think it was?
Yeah, where were you going?
These are expensive drugs.
She was Italian.
These are expensive drugs. These are high class designer drugs.
I know, but based off the name, dude, this isn't a white name, dude.
Charlotte Fennessy? No, if it was a non white name, probably Charlotte Hennessy.
Oh, this is her last name. My bad.
Stage name.
Oh, this is her last name.
Yeah.
I thought that was the first name.
Charlotte's the first name. That doesn't sound like a white lady.
No, that does.
It sounds like a bitch with a web.
Hold on. Brian thought her name was Fantasy.
Look, I wasn't paying attention. Also, I have COVID brain right now.
Fantasy Charlotte.
She does have.
That's her OnlyFans name.
I'll just describe her to the listeners. She is what I would call legally blacked up.
Oh, no.
She has just the amount of, like, self tan.
Wow.
She's teetering on the edge of blackface on how much self tanner she has on.
Wow.
It's almost offensive.
It's the delicate dance that Brian lives off.
But she's trying to achieve racial ambiguity.
Yeah, and she's not doing a good job. It is a true for me, but
it's a hard
it's a little. Yeah.
But let's dissect.
It's a tough
this.
Luck true, as they call it.
First off, her profession. She's like some kind of executive, right? So
she's 22. What can she be executive of?
I don't know.
Of her these daddy's nuts? Business?
Yeah. These?
Her an trust fund business?
These? Yeah. Why don't you execute these?
And she was arrested. Well, she's British, right? And she
maybe
had
they do say execute.
Ecstasy pills and cocaine. Let's say Brian was at Fabric. This nightclub.
What if you were at Fabric nightclub, Brian?
Brian, let's say the Slam City guys on tour end up in Central London to do some live
event. Central London.
Yeah. And we end up at Fabric where you run into Fantasy. 22.
Fantasy herself.
Yeah.
Fantasy 22.
Instagram at Fantasy 22.
Yeah.
And she has ecstasy pills and cocaine. Where we at, Brian? Are you going to resist?
See, the thing about this is she's not wearing a bra.
No, she is. She's got ecstasy pills and cocaine stuffed in it. I mean, after
Brian's
done with
this picture.
Oh, is she? I think she is.
She's not wearing a bra.
I think that she looks weird enough that where I might approach her. I'm like, oh, she.
Nah, she's approaching you, man.
Yeah, she's like, hi.
She's being like the alpha. She's talking to you. She introduced herself as Charlotte.
And you're like good Charlotte, like the band, because I'm old. Like,
what's that?
I'm too young for that. And I'd say, yeah, you are.
She's
some
too
of what
young.
She has inside her bra and not just her boobs.
Yeah, she's like, would you like to see my tits also? You have to take some ecstasy.
Oh, no, she's not even asking. She's slipping it to him.
Oh, well, wait, so, oh, so you're tongue kissing. Yeah,
are we
you're,
in freelapse mode
now? You're making
now?
Out and she has some underneath
she's
her
tongue.
She's
just been sucking on an ecstasy pill for a while.
She tastes like ecstasy.
Yeah, it's just all caked in her mouth and shit.
Yeah.
This true or false is not about whether or not I have sex with her. It's whether or not I would relapse for her.
Or just
absolutely not,
forgive
dude.
Yourself over getting trapped like that.
I'm not going to relapse over this fucking self-tan bitch, dude. Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, but you throw graduated to the point. You're at the point where it's like, I don't know.
It's a do or die situation. Yeah.
I'll say kick rocks, bitch. Or I'd say, look, if you want to have
he'd
sex.
He'd pull
that's
his dick
thing,
out
but...
of her mouth.
Fuck, bitch.
And say kick rocks, bitch. You Charlotte-ass fantasy, get out of here. Charlotte ass fantasy. That's not even a real name. Fuck off.
Yeah. Speaking of toxic masculinity.
It's quote unquote.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gap serves you everything. Then the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite because the crazy one has everything.
Everything!
No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything! Come next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Toxic masculinity may be caused by an actual infectious brain-altering parasite.
Is this the same one that affects ladies with the cats and the poop?
I think so, yeah.
Ooh.
Toxoplasmosis.
Toxoplasmosis.
Yeah. Isn't that some crazy stuff?
It causes bipolar ladies and toxic masculinity.
What can't spontaneous abortions?
What can't this thing do?
I know, man. But do you guys believe that? Like
what?
Just some kind of virus that floats around?
Yeah.
Doesn't get healed.
Why
and
not,
stuff.
Man?
Causes toxic masculinity.
If anything can crawl into your brain, I think it's going to be a bad news bears.
It's going to be some zombie shit, right?
Once you go past the blood brain barrier, all bets are off.
You know, I used to not be as hateful as I am, you know?
And then
I used
you
to not have as much hate
shit.
Just pumping through my veins. So there was recently, I'd say in the last 5 or 10 years, where I just like became a based man. So maybe that was the time when I got invaded by this brain altering parasite.
Wow.
It's possible.
Or it could be the toe fungus.
Maybe the toe fungus is making me hate these broads.
Maybe the toe fungus
question.
Is going into your brain, man.
Yeah. By the way,
yeah.
You know how I told you that after taking that antifungal medication that 70%, no, it's much stronger than that.
Inside the blood tenactin.
Thank you. But 70%, it comes back. 70% relapse. You call it that?
Yeah.
Flare up?
Flare up. Anyways. But I'm still good. I'm still clean, bro.
You're still in remission.
I'm in remission.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hey, no fungus on these toes, ladies. Suck them all you want.
But do you think you've changed your feet cleaning habits since you've gotten over it? Or do you think it's about the same?
Well, I am
more
conscious about
habits.
I mean, that's
I'm
where the infection
was, right?
I'm more
conscious about changing my socks,
you know,
buying new shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, just feet hygiene in general.
Yeah.
Giving foot jobs.
This is another example of like learning the hard way.
Yeah.
Every
yeah,
single
man.
Lesson.
The only lesson.
I have to learn the hard way.
It's all in our mouths, man.
No, you're not going to. You're not going to learn unless you learn it the hard way. That's just the fucking, that's how you're built as a human.
Tell us about it.
That's it. There's nothing else to say.
Admitting that we make mistakes and that I'm being vulnerable enough to say that I learned the hard way shows that I'm not always showing toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it shows that the virus hasn't completely taken over.
You are listening to Sirius City Radio.
Sirius City Radio.
Serious shitty.
Florida server surprised with $1,000
tip. Oh my god. You're just trying to make everybody mad?
You're trying to piss me off?
Just piss myself off.
A server at a Florida restaurant. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, read it.
A server at Florida restaurant was pleasantly surprised with a $1,000 tip.
Oh, bitch. Arthur, is this a bit? Because I haven't, I don't know if I've asked you this before, where like the description is like a lengthened version of the headline. It doesn't really add any more context.
This is clip. Are you just writing these?
No, this is what unfurled.
You're just writing these to make us mad?
Nah, man.
This is Arthur News Network?
Yeah.
What's going to piss off the Slam City boys? Anything about tips?
Tips.
Powerful, beautiful women.
Overturned lorries.
Yeah. What's going to get their attention? Yeah, can you imagine these Slam City algorithm? That's the dumbest shit in the world, man.
No, man.
It's just going to search and make a Slam City headlines for your personal amusement.
Hell yeah. Bring it on. I'll be amused forever.
How about this?
Endless.
Hey, Brian, we're going to machine learn each of our vocabularies and feed it to ChatGPT and then just run the podcast that
Lambda.
Way.
Lambda.
I mean, it's probably just as good, man.
I think it'd be better. Maybe it would finish Wide Vance Cam. What if we do that? What if we...
Damn, dude. That's a good
feed
idea.
Feed like an atmosphere to it and just start writing the
and
block
tell it to
by
do
block.
The Wide Vance Cam audio drama.
Oh, wow.
I'd be into that. I'd probably listen to every episode. Twice!
Well, that's the next project.
Yeah, sorry about that tip story, guys. But how about this
one? I think I saw this tip story on the news when I was home with my dad. I was watching it on the news, and it started to like pull up my heartstrings. I was like, oh, my God, that's so great. That's so nice and heartwarming. They almost got me, dude.
Almost got you,
man. They almost got me off the path.
God. Yeah.
The
anti-tipping path.
Hey,
but you stayed strong, Brian McFly.
I stayed strong. You have to remember.
You have to remember.
Take that money from her.
That $1,000 tip would have been only 500 hours of her working as a waitress, okay?
Yeah, but do you think she kept the whole tip or she shared it amongst her cohorts?
You think I fucking told anybody about a $1,000 tip unless it's a credit card
got
tip?
To the news.
If it's a cash tip,
someone's gonna rat.
I'm ratting to the news. I'm not telling nobody to fucking work with. You know what she probably did, though? She probably was like overjoyed and crying, and then somebody asked, what happened? Like, they gave me a tip, and everybody was like, motherfuck this
bitch.
That should have been me. That should have been me, but Carol didn't want me to have that fucking table. She's like, you know what? I'll give it to Bethany.
Bethany.
Fuck Bethany. Damn.
Shut up, Kevin.
The bourgeoisie wants this. They want us infighting. They want us fighting against each other.
God, over that $1,000 tip. If I had that money, I wouldn't have to work 500 hours.
Or 5 days.
No, it's literally 500 hours at $2 an hour.
Yeah, no, right. But you're getting tips. And she worked in that steakhouse.
Wow. If this is a steakhouse, and I'm not that impressed with a $1,000 tip.
Nope.
Right?
Unless it's
if it
a
was
Logan's.
Like a big, like a double family size, a Logan's, huh?
Yeah.
Who's going to Logan's?
Not people who tip $1,000. I'll tell you that much.
And it ain't a steakhouse, man. It's a roadhouse.
Damn, it's a rake house.
Yeah, you gotta be specific.
About,
I throw my peanuts on
Logan's.
The floor.
That's what I love about Logan's is crushing shit underneath
dude,
my feet uncomfortably the entire
waiting
dinner.
Better.
Yeah, because you get to litter and
making
you got,
a fucking
and
mess.
Somebody has to clean this shit up. You know, I don't even want these peanuts. I'll just start clapping
I'm
with peanuts in my hands.
Crunch up the shells and make a
shake
mess.
My shit off as
make
I walk
it hard
away.
To sweep.
And I say, you missed a spot.
These things are too damn salty.
Dude. Oh, man. But hey, don't you don't like pushing your peanut shells on the floor, dude?
No, I love it.
I feel like a god.
You do. You feel like you're in olden times where somebody else has to clean up your shit.
Yeah, but we're straying from the whole Logan's Roadhouse versus steakhouse $1,000 tip.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody's tipping $1,000 at Logan's. They got peanuts on the floor. You think you're getting $1,000 tip? Get the fuck out of here. Maybe that's the
that's
news.
Where this like Florida server works.
That's
actually
the news.
Logan's
if it's
Roadhouse.
Logan's, you know what? They should put that in the fucking
you know
headline
what I'm
because
saying?
That'll get way more clicks.
Yeah.
Bitch at Logan's restaurant gets $1,000.
Florida
comma,
Roadhouse
imagine
server.
That exclamation point. That would be the only headline that was appropriate to have an exclamation point.
Roadhouse server.
That's it. That's all I got for
a server at Florida Roadhouse.
No,
was pleasantly surprised.
Just says a bitch.
A bitch $1,000 tip.
A bitch at a Logan's Roadhouse got $1,000. What the
imagine
fuck?
That.
Imagine that exclamation point.
What kind of newspaper is this?
The New York fucking Times?
This is the news with a Z.
The New York Post.
No, it's the Times with a Z, and it's
really?
The New York fucking Times.
Timmons.
Dude, if I lived in New York and I was a young man who wanted to run a zine,
fuck.
I would title it The New York fucking Times.
With a Z. Yeah, man.
That's hot.
Sell
shit.
It in the subway.
Yeah, or just give them out because nobody's buying that shit.
Hey, if you had the guitar case and you were strumming some tunes and had your zine out, you'd make a few bucks.
Yeah, the New York fucking Times. The New York. Just be a busker, hawking the Times,
or you could be a carjacker. That's how your side hustle. That's how you make money.
My
you know?
Side hustle's jacking Kias.
Yeah, or catalytic converters.
Only Kia souls.
Only Kia souls, man. I steal their souls.
But you're not a soldier. Carjackers interrupt couple having sex, leave them naked in the streets.
They just jealous.
And it was caught on CCTV, which is great.
You know, they probably didn't even want this stupid ass car. They just saw these people fucking and they're like, you know what? Let's roll these bitches. They don't deserve to have happiness in their lives.
The fun part in this video is they throw them out of the car. They're naked. And before they drive off, they toss the clothes out of the kindness of their hearts.
That's nice. I wouldn't have done
that.
I was like, appreciate
that. I would have just pointed at them naked and started laughing.
I would have went through their clothes and be like, oh, snap. And keep.
Yeah, they probably have wallets, so there's money. Why the fuck would you throw them clothes? You're stealing their car.
You guys are thugs.
I'm sure they check the pants for wallets, though, before they threw them out.
You think so? Is that the criminal mind?
I don't know,
mind?
But I would have, this would have made me kind of, I would have.
You might have ejaculated, dude.
Yeah, let's say you were
shit.
One of the amorous couple.
Yeah.
Half you don't of the think amorous
bitch,
couple.
Like, you don't think your bitch's pussy's getting lockjaw?
Lockjaw?
Yeah, man, when that she shit grips like crazy as she's getting carjacked, I bet this bitch
grip?
Was jacked, man.
Gorilla
I
grip.
Bet she was so fucking into this thing, man. This was lighting up all kinds of shit for her.
Your shit's going to be sore for the next 2 days.
Oh, my God. It just wouldn't loose off. You know how sometimes dogs are fucking the lady's pussy?
Walking around like a fool.
It's too tight, so they're stuck together?
Yeah.
Because he's engorged? That's you. Imagine that.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to imagine it. He's Brian McFly.
Wow, this is a daily occurrence. He's always getting carjacked. No, I bet she enjoyed it.
Isn't the Chinese finger trap is the more you fight it, the more stuck you are?
Yeah.
I think you're just stuck in general.
Also, like Chinese finger traps, one girl, two dudes.
Damn, double stuffed?
Yeah, front and back. That's the Chinese
finger
trap.
Or quicksand, you're right? Same thing?
Hooker. Quicksand.
The more you fight, the more you sink.
Sounds yeah, man. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this bitch's pussy's quicksand is what you're saying.
Dang,
you she hit you with the quicksand. Yeah.
That's
if
your
someone
trap,
starts
though.
To carjack my car while I'm fucking her, then yeah, her pussy turns to sand, dude.
Homeboy, this guy staged this whole thing.
Probably.
He's staged it.
Yeah, that's why
he put an ad on Craigslist.
My woman's
yeah.
been getting a little
he
loose
he put it on
lately.
Craigslist or CCTV so he could have a copy of this shit. You don't think he knew there was a camera there and he's parked over here? Hey, this is a safe space to start fucking.
Yeah, also he was like, look, my bitch, she's been getting real loose on me. So if you don't mind scaring the shit out of her so that she tightens up, she gorilla grips my dick a little bit.
And then he goes and like has a post-mortem with the boys, how the carjacking went to get his car back as well.
Hey, man, I appreciate
like,
you throwing
you
out
leave
clothes.
That pussy.
And they were like, hey, how was the pussy? He's like, still loose as fuck, man. Shit, I don't know what to do. I might have to break up with
loose?
Her. I don't know. I'm all out of ideas.
Wait, hot dog down a hallway.
The carjacking didn't work?
No, then nothing's going to work.
Yeah.
Again, this was your first idea, so maybe try another time.
Just try
maybe
some
murder?
Ice serum or something. You know
murder.
That stuff that gets rid of the bags?
Some rigor mortis.
Dang. Those dark thoughts.
What if you put a pocket pussy inside her pussy?
Or what if you just
ooh.
Had your own custom sex doll?
Oh, that would work.
South Korea ends ban on imported sex dolls.
Wow. Get some American-made pussy. They make them different.
So this is,
pussy that'll last
notes.
A lifetime.
So if someone tries to bring in a sex doll, it gets confiscated.
Oh, wow. So there's just this dungeon of fucking sex dolls.
Law enforcement just has these huge collections of sex dolls that people tried to get in not knowing.
You know they're fucking.
There's a ban on it.
You know
yeah,
they're
you know
fucking
there's
going
to be a few that slip out for the
you know
officers.
The Korean cops are just like,
shit.
They're
no,
fucking,
dude. I'm
yeah.
imagining
straight.
I mean,
up.
they can't confiscate all of them. They're destroying some of them. I'm just imagining like
field
a holocaust
ones
of sex dolls.
No, man, there's monetary value on these things. You know, you can use
the ones that are dry rotted.
Yeah,
they incinerate them.
What do you mean dry?
Yeah, you don't think there's a crematorium for sex dolls, dude?
Like an expiration date, like open by?
No, I think if you fuck it enough, the shit'll crust up.
Oh, I thought you just threw that in the ocean.
Yeah, in Japan you do.
They always
well, that's
it.
Nice of them to say it's okay. I mean, why not?
Because you want them to buy Korean goods.
Oh.
And you don't want them to know how sweet that Western pussy
imported.
Is.
Imported.
That's why
wait,
I'm always
are all
that.
Western pussies like this? What the fuck am I doing in Korea? That's why they got a population crisis.
Yeah, dude. They're all
ain't got no Western
sideways
pussy.
Over there.
Sure.
They want some pussies right side up.
They want Occidental pussy.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's really nice of them to open it up because, like, free trade, that's what it's all about, dude.
Right. Plus, there's probably Americans that are getting their Korean sex dolls straight from Korea.
What?
You don't think there are people importing sex dolls from Korea? There's definitely people importing sex dolls.
I think it's the other way around, right?
No. Well, look, they're not banning exports. They never have.
Yeah.
But I know there's American people who are buying imported Korean sex dolls.
Uh-huh.
That's just a fact.
Art Vandalay.
That's all I was saying. Import-export. I saw this meme of this dude who went to a jewelry store with his sex doll in a wheelchair.
Oh, man. Tell us about it.
And it said, this man buying his handicapped sex doll a diamond ring, and you can't even get your man to buy you McDonald's.
And I'm like, she's probably not handicapped. She just can't walk on her own. That's why she's in a wheelchair. It is funnier to think that maybe this guy's whole thing is he likes handicapped women. So he makes
Can you blame him, though? No, I mean, might be his thing.
I don't blame him at all. He's got so much gumption to even take his fucking sex doll out in public, stinking like a goddamn swimming pool.
Shit. Maybe he keeps it clean.
He doesn't.
I don't know. I mean, there's at that level,
if
you're at that level to bring your sex doll in public, yeah, I'm bringing one that's dripping.
This is hilarious. He has
it's
a sex doll.
It's dripping.
But he has a maid that cleans pussy the sex pads. Doll.
Oh, yeah. I bet there's a service you could spin up if you had...
He's just a rich man and he prefers to have sex doll pussy. So he just has his maid keep it clean.
Yeah.
Or maybe he has multiple. I don't know.
Phyllis.
It's like sheets. he does a rotation
filled
of sheets and just... Cleans
Could you please
all at once.
Take out the trash?
Phyllis, the maid that cleans out the sex dolls.
Take out the trash, will you?
Yeah, that's the code for I fucking came inside my sex doll. Could you scoop my shit out and wash the bitch, please?
Phyllis, I filled this bitch. Take the trash out.
Phyllis, take out the trash. Six times a fucking day, I gotta take out the fucking trash.
Damn. Is it the same
Phyllis
six dollar
or
rotation?
Kane. Phyllis is Michael Caine. I gotta take out the fucking trash.
Master Wayne, you keep coming in this bitch.
Oh, Phyllis.
Master Wayne,
you know that's not my name.
I don't want to throw away another... Yeah.
I can't throw away another cum.
I imagine Wayne Manor had...
I can't throw a cum away.
A Phyllis.
I can't bury another cum.
I can't bury another cum. Well, that was the news, boys. We did it.
Man, that's nasty, dude. We're a couple nasty boys.
I can't bury enough a cum.
Master Wayne, I can't bury another cum.
And the Oscar goes to Michael Caine. Michael Caine. It doesn't have to go all that. It could just be Michael Caine.
Yeah, it could be, but it's not.
Michael Caine as Michael Caine, as Alfred, as Phyllis in Batman Fucks a Sex Doll.
So it's one. He doesn't have a rotation. I'd have a rotation.
Dude. The thing about having COVID brain is like all this stuff makes a lot more sense. I'm like, I'm more plugged in.
I think it's the 300 millis of caffeine you have.
No, the only way Slam City makes sense is if you have brain fog. So if you're listening to this and you're enjoying yourself,
you might
maybe find a doctor.
Fog.
You might want to get a doctor to check you out. That was a show, guys.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidding desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick 'em. Thick 'em Farms.
Thick 'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick 'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!